Our subject tonight, even the title is awesome. Bloody water boils and blisters. And ladies and gentlemen, if that sounds terrible, it's because it is. You know, there's so many things in the Bible that many have never heard before, but they've been there all the time. When you begin to study the Word of God and find these things, it is edifying and it is also very sobering. I want to begin with a text of Scripture, and I would suggest you write these things down. Look at them in your own Bible. Get into the habit of studying the Word. And pray before you study. And if you do that, the Lord will lead you. In Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1. Daniel 12:1. If you don't have a Bible, just write it down. The Bible says, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time." Now, that's enough to sober us up tonight, isn't that right? When you think of the great catastrophes that have fallen upon the world, the cataclysm which involved the Jews in World War II, you know there have been some awful times of trouble on earth, and yet the Bible says a time is coming when there'll be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And something's going to happen to signal the beginning of this time of trouble. It says, "Michael shall stand up." Now, ordinarily we say Michael, but I wanted to pronounce certain syllables so that you'd know who Michael was. The latter part of that word, El, is a contraction of Elohim, which is the name of God. Bethel means house of God. Michael means one who is as God. And this is a reference to none other than Jesus Christ. He is called the great prince. Would you say amen? It says he's going to stand up. Right now he sits at the right hand of the Father, listening all night long to hear some sinner pray. But ladies and gentlemen, as surely as we're born into this world, praying time is going to move on past some of us. Right now, probation is protracted and Christ delays his coming. And Peter said the reason he hasn't come, he's not willing that any should perish. And yet some of us are fooling around and dilly-dallying, trying to serve God and mammon. Christ will not wait forever, for the Bible says in Genesis 6:3, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." And the day is going to come when Michael shall stand up, that great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And that will be the signal for a time of trouble to begin, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. Well, Daniel isn't the only one who caught the vision. In Hosea chapter 4, I'm going to read verse 6. The Bible says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." But you say, "Wait a minute, Pastor, you told us that when folks didn't know, God winked at it." Well, I want you to know the Bible doesn't say that. It says at the times of ignorance God winked at. That's when people didn't know and didn't have a chance to know. But Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge." And that's the difference. Amen. People in ignorance have never had knowledge. It's never been brought to them. But here the Bible says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge." I will also reject thy children. That's verse 6. Listen to verse 1. "Hear the word of the Lord, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land." Because, here is why the Lord has a controversy. Controversy means an argument, a score to settle, a contention. "Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Therefore the land shall mourn. Oh, beloved, you ought to pay close attention tonight. This is so solemn, it almost makes me tremble. God has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land because there is no truth, no knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Therefore, the land shall mourn. Let's see some more of this in Isaiah chapter 13. And I'm going to read verse 9. The Bible says, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. And I will punish the world for their evil." Oh, beloved, please listen. Men sin as though there's no score to settle. But I heard a friend of mine say, "Payday, someday. Every man shall give account of himself unto God," the Bible declares. And the Bible says, "I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity."